that's it. That's why I wrote
too much
pressure. No, it's too much alcohol abuse.
Oh man.
25 years of drinking, bro.
Man, at least you ain't look over here you're looking like Hugh Hefner, like you came out of the morgue before you like woke up in the morning.
Wow. Fuck. Calm it down,
man. Calm it down. Rodney's chill as fuck over here, man.
I thought drinking was good.
No, I know. Yeah, this dude's chill as fuck, man.
Before a guy.
Oh, I can tell, man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I can tell because you had that hat on, man. That's like the bat signal.
Off, right?
That's like the bat signal for the pot smokers. You got to have the
yeah.
We need to have like a if somebody is smart, when he's a dispensary shop, right? Put like a weed sign, like a bat signal, and just put it up in the air.
See
you again, man. That'd be like the greatest thing.
I have actually glow in the dark. I mean, glow in the dark green, and it's all big. The whole hat is big.
I stay home.
You're not gonna walk up the street without cops just go slow up to look. Even though it's legal, they still slow up to look at you.
Yeah, the cops be slowing up.
What else you got?
I know why.
Yeah, we're gonna have the Tales of Rodney on the show this week, ladies and gentlemen. It's on now. We got the Tales of Rodney.
MIA because I just been doing.
We got the Swooster in the house. Yeah, Sir William is back.
Yes.
And of course, Dr. Kavarga is here.
We got ingenuity over here.
I miss you guys.
Gotta give you guys information. I want you to think I'm some sort of jerk off like I really am.
You gotta let us know your story, man.
Yeah, this week we're going to be talking about Rodney, about the Tales of Rodney.
Rod the Rock is going.
Rod, Hot Rod over here.
Man, it's called Inadmittable.
Yeah, the late
Hip Raider magazine.
The lady's calling Hot Rod.
It's Rodney because my Rod has that name.
Yeah, see, he knows how to work it.
Hey man, I'm from New York, man.
Kyle.
Let's get all those brunettes.
Oh, I love the brunettes. Oh yeah. Ooh, I love them Italians.
You know, but you gotta watch out because you can fuck Kamenich and Salvini and get VD.
We got a host over here, Sir William, who's back after a few weeks. Yeah.
Sir William is back. Suda Don is in the building. I have you guys know I just dropped a single today. Fabulous, man. Go listen to it on SoundCloud right now.
Yeah, y'all be
on all platforms in about a week.
Yeah, y'all best be listening to his music out there, ladies and gentlemen.
And we have Dr. Kavarga, like always. And we also have a guest in here, Rodney.
Hello, people.
That's
right. I'm still alive. Made it across the country. I drove, but I made it across anyway.
I've been hearing it saying, Tales of Rodney, man. What's that all about? You got tales for us?
Yes.
He's like a bard over here.
Let us know.
Beyond information. Let's put it this way. I moved to the Bronx from Long Island pretty much when I was about, after sixth grade, I don't know. 11 years old or something, and my mother bought me a bass, and because I was, just kind of Kiss and that type of shit, coping to smile, I wanted to be a rock star, and I just stood on that sucker, and I sucked for a while.
Okay.
And then out of left field, right, I get into Rush and Yes and stuff like that, and something just clicked.
Damn.
Next thing I know, like, I'm throwing picks away, I'm playing with my finnies, like, 100 miles.
Or here, like Flea Red Hot Chili Peppers is the same thing.
Well, I kind of pull Steve Harris these days. Like, I play with all my fingers. So, it's just.
And that's just with the ladies.
With a pick, I can match anybody who plays with a pick. As a matter of fact, I got to say this. This is a good one. I think that you'll like this. Charlie Benante, the drummer from Anthrax.
Okay.
Me and him were together after he saw me play a show in the Bronx on Tremont Avenue. And he told Johnson Pesta, who was with Rob Zombie, and he got him into Rob Zombie. But Johnson Pesta and these other people, they told him that he wants to play with me. And I've never seen a drummer in my life like this guy. I mean, he made Neil Peart look like it's the same match.
Okay.
Anyway, me and him played together for a year and a half, auditioning guitarists left and right, everything. Would you believe not one guitarist could either keep up with us or would join us, saying, usually, you people are fucking crazy. You're insane. I don't know what You're doing 100 miles an hour. I don't even know where the fuck to go. And, you know, when you're a bass player in the drum, you can see it with the drummer with the double bass. But, you know, when you see a bass player and the guitarist can't keep up with them and it pisses them off, and we ended up like, just...
The guitarist should be able to keep up with
them. And you should be faster than them. Right. I mean, I know so many guitarists that are so fast.
The producer, oh, yeah. How? Weren't you a drummer, right?
Yeah, he was a drummer.
Big time? Yeah. Well, the double bass drum, a lot of music I write, it's got a lot of double bass drum, but not you know, just in that category. I like a lot of taste. But I got to tell you, we went through everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. And finally, when Anthrax popped up, we had to shake hands, and I had to tell him, listen, Scott's got something good for you, man. I think you should do it. Don't worry about me. I always want to steal musicians from other bands. That's what I do. You know, that's my job.
Okay.
And I ended up after all this shit because they threw that fucking bass player out, Dan Wilka, who's a great, not a good bass player, but a great songwriter. They threw him out, and they get Frankie, Charlie's nephew of all people.
Okay.
I ended up having to fuck teach him all the shit, this and that. So I ended up having to play with them for a while. Because this is when we were playing with Raven and Metallica. You know?
Damn.
And we're talking about 1984 here.
1984?
You know? Yeah, we got a lot. You were even a thought, man.
I was one in 84.
I was one there when that number one's great metal music back then.
Okay.
Bro, my fucking
mom. Hard rock.
I'm lucky I'm still in shape, man.
His mom was 10 in 84. Jesus.
Oh my God. Was 10 in 84.
You gotta admit, it's kind of funny. When I think about it, that makes me feel really old.
Hey, it's all right.
So
were the ladies that we date. They were 10 too.
Rocking in the
shoes. There's no such thing as old.
No, it's
time is a man-made concept.
It's wisdom, man.
Yeah, well, you know what I even do is like to stay young is I collect things
cocaine.
Like James Bond cars and stuff from the 60s.
Dead bodies.
You know, well, no, I got out of that.
Okay. How did you get in that to begin with?
Well, first of all, we were close to Jersey, you know, and I'm from an Italian neighborhood, Arthur Avenue. Basically, did I tell you guys, by the way,
that
I lost my wife?
You did?
Yeah. It took a while, but I finally brought her out to the Passaic Mall in Jersey, and that's the time she could find her way home.
Yeah.
It took a while.
Damn. We didn't give her a map or anything?
That was the job, you know? I took it. She found her way home. She's like a stray dog. You know? So when I tell people, man, I lost my wife, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, you should be sorry. It cost me a fortune in gas. And going to Jersey, you know what they say, kiss it where it smells, take it to New Jersey. I mean, come on, nobody wants to go through Jersey. You don't even want to go to, what do they got, Great Adventure out there?
I got the Jersey Devil.
They got some crazy shit out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Donald Trump used to hang out there. That's
tough. Atlantic City.
Trump Plaza, Russell Wade.
I think they got one out there, don't they?
Yeah.
So, Plaza of Atlantic
what
City.
What was it? So, keep on going with the music. So,
well, basically, you know, I played with all kinds of bands as I went along. I played Preacher. I got a list of these. As a matter of fact, I wrote with some blue shit, but I didn't bring fucking glasses for me. all right, check it out. Demolition Hammer, Silent Rage, Anthrax, Preacher, Frenzy, the Gene Roberts Group, Velocity. Let me see, what do we got here on the bottom? And of course, Slippage, my band, which is my baby. For the last 9 years.
All right.
Awesome.
You were going to be on with Chicago.
I was going to play. I'm a great percussionist. I just got that feel, double bass, and just more percussion and heavy fast. But see, I had problems with contract type of things, and without getting into it, because I don't want to get arrested.
No. Oh, that would be good.
Basically say that like everything was great, and I was smoking. I would have had it, you know, a nice little thing for like a couple of months or something at least. But I refused to sign the contract that they laid on me, which is really nothing new. I mean, even when Jonathan Pester asked me to play with Zombie for those couple of weeks when the bass player went into rehab,
okay.
He brought me down. He gave me 2 days and the songs and a couple of videos. And he said he'll be here. He'll be here. They sent me. I was there, man. I'm Johnny on the spot, you know? And I knew what the fuck I was doing, you know? But I got to tell you, you know, you got to earn. You got to earn that shit, you know. And I forgot to mention this. Charlie Benante, Frank Bello from Anthrax also, Johnson Pesta. We all went to high school together in the Bronx. Lehman High School on Tremont Avenue. You know, nice little situation. And, you know, most of the people there really walked out of there from the music department going someplace.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, it was very impressive, you know. The people that didn't, like, really make it out of there, like, you know, because it was such a great opening at the time of the years, yeah, and with the music itself, yeah, and everybody was smoking. But the people that didn't do it were the people that...
Especially on this show.
Yeah, right? Not yet, anyway. No.
Maybe later.
Hopefully. Yeah, no, but seriously, the only people that really didn't come out of there were the people that... just really didn't go for it, you know?
They were just playing with it.
They weren't music, you know, that was one of their classes and stuff, and they were good, but they didn't pursue it. Now, Johnson Pesta, I mean, he got picked up by Testament, and he picked up by Rob Zombie and all of this, and all he did was roadie for Charlie with Anthrax, and they snatched his ass. You know, he's another one like...
It was like Harry Potter when they were snatching people up, you know what I mean?
Actually, it was a little easier because they weren't giving money in Harry Potter. I don't think John walked away poor. Guys. You know what I mean?
Nice. You didn't walk away poor. That's all that matters, right? That's all
shit, matters. You know. I never complained about somebody paying me for a good gig. You know,
you say you hung out with the Ramones as well, right?
Oh no, actually, CBGB's. We played a few times when they played there. But the story is Joey Ramone. Yeah, I told you this before in the call. Yeah. Oh, this is a fucking good one. You guys are not gonna believe this.
Oh, this sounds fucking
right.
Awesome.
Joey Ramone is this really hot chick, right? And she's all over his shit, you know. And I saw her from Point A and shit. It's all good. Nobody gave a fuck. As a matter of fact, I was deeply jealous. But, like, you know, he gets busted by this chick. Now, she's got a boyfriend. All
right.
And he knew where she was. So he shows up, right? And he starts boyfriend. Beating the fuck out of Joe. Now, you know, Joey didn't even know she had a boyfriend. He wasn't, you know, trying to be a hard-on. He's a little more than he's tall, but, like,
he's like Howard Stern, man.
No, even worse.
Worse?
I was in private parts. I met Howard Stern. He's built a little bit taller than he looks and shit. You know? But I got to tell you, right off the bat, what happened was this guy took Joey outside and was beating fucking shit out of him. Okay. And it wasn't right because the chick, you know, she didn't tell him, and so, you know what I mean.
Right.
Anyway, it got to the point, she was the bitch. She should have got the hit.
It's like we were talking about in the car on the way over here. There's always a reason for problems. It's called WOMEN, women.
Right. There.
Hey, man, I was married. I can't argue with that.
Shit. So keep on going with the joke.
Okay, so here we go. Now, it's at the point where it's ridiculous. You know, so I have always had a big road crew, and I don't mean big as I had a lot of numbers, you know, like I had 8 people for my whole band, but they were also nice like and chunky and shit, you know what I mean? And I told them, that's enough, you guys gotta get in there and bust this up. Right. So they busted the whole crap up, and he ended up going to Bellevue or whatever it was, I think it was Bellevue, in an ambulance. Fucking shit out of him, he's gonna kill him. He's going to kill him. Oh, and after everything chilled, right?
Right.
You know, I'm the one that walked over and I said to him, she's the one you should be beating the fuck out of. I was there. Joey didn't know. You know? And he was like, started feeling bad because he must have been drunk. I don't know. He looked like he was fucking wasted.
Yeah.
But he got the click on it, right? And from that point on, I got to tell you, I don't know what happened because they escorted everybody away and we didn't even go on yet.
That's even before the band was on.
Yeah, and obviously the Ramones didn't go on that night at all.
We didn't even play by then. Probably don't play that.
CBGBs, they have a lineup like, you know, everybody plays a half an hour, whatever the hell, whatever their situation is. You can have like fucking 8-10 bands fucking playing in one night and shit.
Yeah, that's right. That's how this is the country shows when they do ACMs that we were talking about in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do the same setup. Like they have about maybe 20, 30 minutes and boom, next band, next band.
Yeah.
I get through about 10 of them. About 4 hours.
No, actually, it's very correct. What would you say they used to do is like everyone had a room.
Like, what was one of the craziest gigs you had, like, the craziest shit you've ever seen, like, gigs?
I mean,
gig-wise?
Yeah, like, man, I can't believe we made out this gig alive.
Well, I mean,
other than you mean that type of shit? Oh, my God, I have to think about this for a moment.
Well, he means other than the show right now.
You know? Yeah, you mean crazy people and shit like that.
But, you know, because
I think I can answer that.
The scene, like, damn, these motherfuckers.
This is out of hand, that type of shit, right? Okay, I replaced the band Frenzy. I replaced their bass player.
Okay.
Now, I blew him away and he was quitting. I didn't take his job. You know, I walked in and, you know, that was about it.
But
so I got to tell you, the whole thing was like, you know, between sets, because we were doing two sets, a whole bunch of his fucking friends grabbed me over by the bathroom and shit. And they're like, yo, man, you fucking suck. You know? And I'm like, I didn't ask you to come to the fucking gig. You know, suck my, you know, fuck that. You know? And like, I was like, oh shit, you know, I'm gonna get my ass busted and handed to me now. But I'm a wise ass, fuck that, you know?
Right.
Fortunately, my drummer, who knew them and was not a small person, dissipated the entire thing. He broke it down, you know? And he told them, you know, like, he didn't fuck them. They still didn't want to hear it from shit, but they left me alone. But I thought for sure I wasn't making it the fuck out of there alone. If my drummer, Rob, did not walk back there, you know, I would have been fucking. Yeah. Beat the shit out of
you. Not hammy.
I've been in like mosh pits and shit like that. I try to avoid them. I love making them, but don't fucking throw me in one. I get crunched. I'm a little motherfucker, you know?
I know the feeling, man, but I'm used to dealing with bigger dudes in there. I don't got no time to be messing around.
Dude, I've seen chicks punch dudes.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Nuts in those things, man.
I went to a punk show out here. In the Dirty, this is a long time ago. There's a band called the Dirty Babies. They were on.
The Dirty Babies. I love the name, man.
Yeah, right? And they're moshing, right? Everybody's moshing in there. I see a group of girls. Three of them.
Danger.
They all link up, and they walk in this shit. I swear to God, I don't know what gave them the even train of thought to go into this mosh pit. They knock these bitches down quick, dude.
Really?
And they're fucking, they're chained up, and they're fucking throwing bows and everything. Dudes are fucking bam, hitting them. Dude, it was
brutal. I see some strange mosh pits,
it's like,
man.
It's that women's equality, man. It applies to mosh pits, too.
But they strapped up. The girls were ready.
They were ready to go. They were ready to go work,
huh?
They weren't biggins, were they?
Biggins?
Did they have bloomers on?
Yeah, no, granny panties?
Victoria was definitely a secret in that moment.
Oh, no, shit. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you know, talk about the hideaway.
I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't believe that shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, I got to tell you, you want to hear something funny? I told you I had a nice size road crew. Right. Dominic Trimtozzi. We used to call him Dom a Dick because he was so fucking stupid. And he's built, he was big, but he was just generally built and big. He wasn't like a weightlifter type of thing. But he really, really, really was un buriago. You know, he didn't need to drink to be stupid, you know?
Okay.
And he comes with a silent rage, right? Our first fucking tour, right? And I gave all of my fucking roadies information. I've done this before they didn't, all right? Here's the deal. Don't stick your dick in. You know, the first bitch is gonna walk to you, whatever you got. I mean,
you don't know another man's lawn.
Yeah. Now, listen to me. Any chick that's gonna fuck you, fuck the band that was there before you. And that was what I said. You know, I just told them very basically, you know, if she's gonna go down on you after a couple of, you think she didn't go back, you know, the last couple of months on everybody else and shit? Anyway, you know, I know what to do, don't worry about it, the whole shit. Our first fucking gig.
The first thing he
fucking
did.
Gig, the first thing he did was get fucking VD. You know? You know, and he's like, she seemed clean. I said, what do you mean she seemed clean?
She looked clean.
Well, she was nice.
And my VD did Valentine's Day.
The hook is over here in the fucking casino are nice too, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But you're not going to eat it, are you? I mean, he had to get the needles and everything. I don't know, what is it, for like 12 days? So he had to go through
when
that.
When I was younger,
he was an idiot.
As an adult, I don't.
No, when I was younger,
I don't do that.
I was lucky.
We're going to talk about this podcast.
When I was younger, we didn't have like the age shit of life like it is now, you know?
I want to get it in and out. That's it.
Yeah, that's also his favorite burger joint, by the way.
In and out?
Yeah.
You going for the burgers now too, huh? you just can't fuck the chicks now. You gotta go for the burgers.
Fuck that.
He's just looking for a piece of
patties.
He's just looking for a piece of
beef patties.
All meat, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickled onions, and a fucking sesame seed bun.
Animal fries.
You know, but
side order of cheese fries.
Yeah,
because you gotta have the cheese.
Yeah, you get that Royale with cheese.
No,
it's like if you're in Amsterdam, Netherlands, man.
We're
yeah, man.
We're adults now, you know, so I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather just get it, bam, let's do, that's it, bam, let's go.
Yeah, no, well, you know, if that's it, I mean, the last 2 days, thanks to my friend, I'm not going to give him a name.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give a name, Zach, you bastard. The last 2 days, he left two different girls at my house and didn't come back, right? Now, one was 21 and the other one was like maybe 23, right? Now, you know I'm not going to screw these girls and shit, but he left them at my house and didn't come back. So I had to at least let them sleep, right? So I gave them, you know, a lot of my girlfriends leave clothes and shit. I gave them clothes to put on and snap, to take a shower. I had to go to fucking bed and wake up with these bitches I don't know laying next to me and shit.
You can't even do nothing.
I would have bounced on her. I've had girlfriends so goddamn, I still do. I mean, shit. But the point is, I didn't know these girls, and he did it to me twice. The first night I told him, I understand, you know, and I gave her a place to crash. It was no problem. They fucking did it again. You know?
You bastard.
Yeah, you're a motherfucker. Yeah, and he comes over and
he's like,
I can get you some weed, I'll pay you, don't worry about it, I'll hook you up. Yeah, meanwhile, I'm still looking for that.
you don't leave girls I don't know in my house.
No, not at all, man. And my mom was with me, she's not young.
Don't leave them women at my pad.
Because he was a great host.
Yeah.
You were a great host. At that point, you can't. Nah.
I'm trying to be a gentleman, and I got to keep an eye on it. Because like I said, my mom is 76, totally cool. You know, he even smokes. She's so fucking cool, my mom. But, you know, I got to deal with these people in the house and shit, you know.
Right.
She's totally like, mellow and shit like that. But it's still, you know, I haven't seen him yet, but I'm expecting to see him, like, tomorrow. And I think that you're going to find, like, you're all going to find my funky-looking sneaker up his asshole if you go to Dignity Health Hospital over there in Sahara. Jesus, you'll find him, like, with these fucking orange things up his fucking ass.
He's going to make angry orange become a reality.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got to go there sometimes. You know, no, but I mean, I really didn't mind. I am a good host and shit, and you know, I made sure they showered before I even laid down any place close to my head. I gave them clean clothes, but you know, this isn't my fucking thing. You know, I'm not going to sleep with these girls. I'm not fucking these girls.
You don't want VD, man, or PD, PTSD, STD.
It's a big thing. It's crystal meth and everything like that, and you know, shooting up. And I noticed that there's.
Dudes.
You would expect that from New York, and you don't have that.
Man, this guy's more.
You got the crack.
Man, it sounds like your homie's more bi than the weather.
More bipolar than the weather, man.
Shit.
Swings always.
But
it's a crack thing in New York. Out here, right? Because these kids are just hanging out in the street all night.
Crystal meth, right? Whatever. It's the biggest thing out here.
Cheating spouses.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, nothing, but like these people make this shit in like the bathroom or something like that. I mean, you really don't buy this crap. I did it myself.
You try Crystal Pepsi?
But if you don't get a good shot, you get the jits.
That's gonna get clarification on
but
the Crystal.
My thing about math was like, I kind of like sleeping and eating, dude.
I like
it. You know, so I was never like, I would, if the homie would have it, so for instance, like like we're at a party or some shit, my younger days, if somebody was like, hey, you want to hit the pipe? I'm like,
alright,
I would smoke it.
Why not?
Yeah,
you
gotta smoke
but
it.
Unless it was
it.
Like, you know,
but that was it.
That's like saying, you smoke a pipe like Sherlock Holmes.
Beer? You want a beer? I don't drink Bud Light, but if you give me a Bud Light, I'm gonna drink it.
Well, you know, what are you gonna do? You're stoned?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. So that's like my little dabblement into like crystal meth. I never really got hooked into it.
Yeah,
I didn't find like
Don't get me wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. And ironically, you got it from a girl named Crystal, too.
Yeah, that would be a rough.
But my thing was always, like, when I was on it, like, the artist, musician, whatever it is, I would come out and I would just write for, like, days, just...
Actually, you know, everybody's got their little thing. There was a time.
I would make beats.
On the floor, on the table.
No,
on,
no, I'm talking about like the I can't even think of the fucking name.
Can't
the
think
MP,
of
the NPC, the NPC 2000, like the actual like beat machine.
I've heard about that.
Oh, okay.
Kyle has it right over there.
Yeah.
Akai, there you go,
Akai. I got an assistant for my bass that actually has one built in. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So like I would do that, or I'd get on like this. We had this one, a Roland Phantom X8.
Oh shit, I know that. That's a system.
That shit.
That's old. That's good.
That shit is
good. Yeah.
That's the real stuff, man. Not as dedicated is the crazy stuff they did now, but more than enough and better sounding in my personal opinion.
Probably.
You know, I mean, I only play keyboards like if I'm doing background stuff, like Rush type of stuff, but I don't do it on stage. I'll do it if we're recording something.
You know who I
have
the biggest credit?
I can't do that.
Trent Reznor.
Excuse me? Who?
Trent Reznor.
Terrible lie.
Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails.
Terrible
lie. Oh, okay.
I put him down as single-handedly... Yeah. One of the greatest musicians ever.
Man,
this guy is amazing.
I agree with that. I've seen him twice in the last year. I saw him in July and in December.
Songwriting wise or musician?
He does everything.
The whole thing.
He does. There is no other member in Nine Inch Nails.
He does him.
Well, welcome to Slippage.
But when he goes on tour, he brings a band with him.
Yeah.
So they learn his music. But he makes all his music, like the drums, guitar, everything. Everything that he does on his records is all by Trent Reznor.
He is Nine Inch Nails.
That's why I put him as probably one of the greatest.
I gotta give you a hope and a smile on my behalf. Not only do I have my records, but it says the whole nine yards. I write old music. I write all the lyrics. I write the drums. Serious, like 16-note drums and crazy stuff.
Okay.
Very progressive because I'm into old Rush and stuff like that. Still heavy. I also write the guitar parts, which I never even liked the bass parts. You know, my bass parts is idea, and I got things floating around. I put it all together. Just like, say, like he would, or like Harris. Yes. And I introduce it to everybody. And as I introduce it to everybody separately, then we bring it together. Yes.
Right. Collaborate with them.
That's why everything on all of my albums, everything is written by me. All the music, except there's one thing. I do not write the guitar leads. You gotta have a good lead guitarist to get the feel for that. I do all the crazy parts. So like I said, you know,
everything else.
Yeah, well, the guitar's separate from the bass, and the bass is with the drums, and this and that. And I don't even want a second guitarist unless I need, you know, it just happens that way, which it has. But, you know, I find the musicians that I could sit down with them, like we're talking right now, right, and say, this is the fucking deal, man. Check this out, right? Slap that shit silly and kick it funny, and then say, this is what I got for the guitar part. And with the help from, if you got good musicians, which I usually go for, you know, you can put it together. You can arrange it. So you got a nice little blend of stuff. Who wants to hear the same shit? Like, I mean, I love Black Sabbath and shit, but
AC/DC is a prime example. That's why the best example.
I absolutely hate AC/DC.
I've never been a fan myself.
That's like maybe two or three songs.
People
that's
tell
it.
Me,
how
the
Highway
to
Hell
like
I like.
AC/DC. I don't like.
I like Back in Black. And then,
like that shit.
That
shit does not.
Yeah, he sounds like, you know, he had a little bit too much bourbon before the show.
Big balls,
that song, big balls.
My balls are hanging to the left and to the right.
Like, I can't get down with that.
Oh my god,
shit.
Man.
I can't get down with AC/DC.
Oh, I like Thunderstruck.
It's so simplistic.
I like, yeah. I like Thunderstruck, too, but mainly because they played a football game. That's it.
I'm not sure if you remember that. You know what I like? I don't know the name of the song, but you know the one where he does the guitar? It's like.
I don't know. It's probably one of the songs I don't like.
It's fucking annoying. Just as a simplistic shit on guitar and open notes just hitting the shit. I don't even do that when I'm warming the fuck up. And I'm not even a guitarist. You know what I mean? I just, like, he wrote this and put it down. Yeah, I gotta tell you, though, guys, you know, that's our opinion, but a lot of people like that fucking band.
Well, a lot of people aren't that smart. I'll leave it at that.
Like, they
no, well, I gotta go with that.
A greatest hits collection, you know what I mean? Like, people fucking love AC/DC.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Love. Chicks love it. Chicks love it for some reason,
AC/DC,
you know?
AC/DC, I can't.
Too simplistic, man.
It's just, it was, it's not even, it's some of that, but it was like, I didn't find an interest in it.
Yeah, didn't pop. Right. It didn't pop, you know?
Exactly.
Nothing special about
it. Nothing special.
And if there's nothing special about it, you know, why bother? There's always something better.
Right.
You know?
And
yeah, like, I love old Rush, you know? I mean, like,
I'm almost,
all the way up to Signals.
I want to say, like even with Rush, to me, like,
Tom
Rush,
Sawyer.
Fucking,
and like, that's Ladder.
Zeppelin, you know.
Oh, that Stairway to Heaven, man.
That, even to me, that stuff all sounds the same.
When the Levee Breaks.
There's a lot of good stuff, but
I like
remember,
Tool, though, man.
Tool
is legit. They got, like, 2-3 different songs in the same song.
You see, that's
Fibonacci
what I mean.
Sequence.
That's how to write. You see, you got to have an imagination.
You got to be able to open.
You know?
Like, the band is playing right on the headphones. The God is the Astronaut. That's another band. They're like, it's Irish post-rock band. They're pretty legit.
You know who one of the best guitarists I play with is? John Five. John Five from Zombie. He uses
Zombie.
Razors
saw,
and crazy
I saw,
shit.
I saw crazy shit
make his guitar make weird noises. But he's insane. I mean, he uses a dildo on it if it makes the guitar make a strange sound. And you've
it
heard
like
his songs.
Oh, I went to a concert. I saw them and Marilyn Manson in October.
Ah!
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Where'd you see him? Over here?
Yeah, over at the MGM Grand.
Yeah, I was still with the Jazz.
I was with Jazz for that one. He's like, no,
and you said that Rob Zombie killed it.
Oh, he killed it.
Great show.
I love Zombie set, man. Marilyn Manson on the other hand.
Nah, I'm not thrilled.
Yeah, I'm not a bit too impressed with him the two times.
Anybody who had to remove two of his ribs so he could suck his own dick
is
not in my ballpark.
That's a true story.
I know it is.
No,
that's hilarious, man.
That's put out.
That's not true.
I don't know.
He's also on the Wonder Years, man. He's that kid from the
Wonder Years.
That's what I heard, too.
Wonder Years, man.
Brian Savage.
Yeah, the Wonder Years, God, those poor people.
We were like,
I'm not gonna lie, though.
Kevin, we need to go back to Calculus and then go write Death Metal songs.
Notice you don't hear about these people anymore.
I've been listening to Marilyn Manson's fucking, like, Mechanical Animals. I don't know why. There's something
special
about that album that just piques my interest. It's weird.
You mean the strangeness in it? Because it's all very simplistic, just kind of weird.
I like the lyrics that he's coming out with.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's the best part about his songs are the lyrics.
That's it.
Because deep down in the
Sweet Dreams are Made of These is great.
When you listen to a
it's like so disturbing.
Song, he's hitting you with some lyrics, dude.
I got a few, and a couple of them are okay, but I'm not gonna put it back on.
My biggest thing about music is the lyrical content. Like, I've always been a big time person where if I write a song within an hour, it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be good. I don't think that. Like, I feel like when I would do lyrics and things like that, it would take me like a week or two, three, maybe a month.
That also could be considered over, you know.
Overthinking?
Overthinking it. You see, I have written a song in a day, lyric-wise. And my lyrics, I was kind of controversial about them. Everybody's like, this is unbelievable. And then I wrote Slippage. Oh, by the way, I happen to know Stephen King, and I have permission.
I love Stephen King. I'm a big Stephen King.
His books. I'm very big with it. And he saw us with Megadeth at Jersey at the Meadowlands. And I finally got to meet him and everything, and I told him I was very big on his music, and I want to write, you know, some songs. I got the song, but I want to use some of his lyrics. So we got along. Very good. Here was the deal. As long as I don't use his wording, I can use his stories. So here's what I did. I'll give you a perfect for instance. The Shining.
Okay.
All right. My Red version Ron. Of The Red Shining Ron. Is Red called Ron. The Overlook, which is the hotel.
Ooh. Yeah, look at
that. And awesome, it's also man. From the hotel's perspective.
Right, you're overlooking it.
Yes. No, the hotel, so as haunted. Right. As haunted, the hotel's perspective, the lyrics speak from the hotel, you know, about what happens, not the story, and you got to think about the hotel has to do with it. You know, I started from a different angle. I totally changed everything around. And I'll give you the first verse. It's, "Behold insanity, in this place the dead don't sleep. There's a voice that's calling me. A blind man feels, he feels what he sees."
Man,
that's awesome, man.
Right? And see, now it gives you the attitude. It gives you the attitude, but I don't use his words.
Right.
That's our deal, you know? And he was very impressed. But I'm like you guys. Do you guys ever read The Dark Tower?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I'm a big fan.
I'm on the seventh book. I couldn't find it. I got it.
Well, that's great.
Was that a movie?
Yeah, they made it into a movie. But well, you know, yeah, I better, man.
Yeah, but the movie sucked.
Oh, yeah, movie sucked.
Yeah, movie blew, yeah. Man. It's nothing like this, what's going on. And they fucked up the gunslinger royally, man.
Oh, of course. Like, all you need to do is the man in black walked across the desert, and the gunslinger followed, and just went with the book.
So fucking stupid, man. The books, first of all, you know, would have been a great way to do that. Adult animation.
Yeah.
In like a 7-day separate, stretched out.
Yeah, episodic
for adults.
Right.
You know?
Episodic event.
Yeah. But that would have been wicked. You know how they made heavy metal?
Yeah.
Like
heavy metal. That. Yeah. Fucking like
that's
that.
That's a great movie, man.
That's incredible heavy metal. Movie.
That was my porn.
Yeah, that's great shit. I love the one.
Scene,
yeah,
the big tit scene.
That chick.
With the blonde girl. Oh, man.
Maron. Maron.
That was Manga in the 70s, man.
William, now you know what I want for Christmas,
you
man.
Mean
I want the blonde
VR, man.
Exactly.
I want the blonde.
Fire.
Yeah, you get that palm olive on there.
He's probably all over himself.
Now, I'm 9, 10.
That's what, pretty cool.
Come on, where's the baby oil? I'm watching heavy metal.
I came out when I was around, it's just in my early teens when it came out. And they had, like, such intense shit. So remember, Dio just joined the second album of Black Sabbath, The Mob Rules.
Well, Ronnie James Dio, I loved him.
Yeah. Oh, this is a lot of great stuff. I was a lot of people thought I looked like him because of the way I used to wear my hair and shit.
Yeah,
like
I can
that.
See that, man.
You do
that?
Well,
yeah,
I'm kind of ragged and getting a little thin on top a little bit, but you guys like Raven?
I've heard of
you
that.
Heard of Raven?
Yeah, I've heard of
Raven. These guys are like my best friends and shit. They're so incredible,
see,
man.
See, the 70s, 80s bands, they had the weirdest names. Yeah. Raven.
Yeah, well, they got that from Stock Raven Med.
Okay.
You know, and Raven. I found, in the fucking hawk shop, I found an English license plate that says Raven Maniacs, which is that they write on the back of all their albums. Everybody that's a Raven freak, Raven Maniacs. $5. I put that shit. I was like, put that on a box. I wanted to put it on my fucking car, but it doesn't fit. I got a PT Cruiser, and like it's kind of rounded off. It ain't happening. So I stick it. I'm gonna stick it on my
Raven,
fucking head.
Did they make any like
close to Raven?
Oh yeah, Raven. Well, you know, more on like the heavy fucking stuff. Not heavy. I mean like John Gallagher's like. You get that one back there? That John's got one of those voices. I've never been thrilled about
At one point, I listened to death metal Christian music.
You mean like Ludacris?
One of my gags with my buddy Art, we used to like, I used to just throw out like fake death metal band names to him to see if he like know if they were like real bands or not. He's like, man, your band names are cooler than like the actual band names, man. We're like
what?
Like a fetus with a severed head, or like village of the inbred.
Vile.
Vomitory is one of the bad.
Oh, that's horrible.
So like trying to tell me how these things sound like they're like throwing up. That's what they're called, vomitory.
Oh yeah.
Something about to summon a demon, like when you listen to the song, man.
I can only imagine.
So reading out the Necronomicon.
How sore their throats would be.
Well, listen to me. Like we always like throw in the Hammer by Motorhead, like in our set.
I don't like that.
But that's just it. See, I sing it, but
that's metal, right?
Motorhead's
metal.
Motorhead is like,
very
simplistic, but I like put on distortion. I go nuts on it and I sing it. I use like the deep voice, but I still don't go to the point where it sounds like you're underground. I just do the heavier, like Gene Simmons style type of voice instead of like, that's too much, man. And I don't want that shit in my fucking band. I'll tell you that. I've never ever dealt with that. When Charlie Scott and Dan Luca put SOD together, Soldiers of Death.
I remember that band's awesome.
It's great, but the vocals is just nothing but some asshole screaming and shit. He's a very nice guy. Billy's cool, but he's screaming in your fucking ear, man.
I'm not gonna be listening to you. So you got like a megaphone or something.
I've gone so out of my way to learn how to sing. You know, I mean, I usually do a lot of background vocals occasionally.
No, singing's definitely no joke.
Try and play the incredible weird shit that I write while you're singing. I mean, I was having to go, like, listen to, like, Geddy Lee, stuff like that, Greg Lake from ELP, so I could play, like, heavy duty and keep my mind on Planet X while I was singing. I couldn't put the two of them together. I was fucking it up.
GGM. GGL?
Yeah.
That fucking guy was weird. Fucking weird. New Yorker too.
Well, that's why he's weird. It's just weird. A different kind of weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's your public service. That's your public service message for New York right now.
You're
from New York.
You're weird, man. I'll tell you right now. I met some crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, he's like normal, man.
But there's people out here are a lot more crazy stupid.
City. You know, there's a lot of things going on.
The worst is New York hipsters, man. New York hipsters are the worst.
Probably the worst.
Yeah, New York and L.A. and San Francisco hipsters.
It's not as big in New York, especially like down in Manhattan and shit. They're very deep.
I'm talking about them Greenwich Village types.
There's areas, you know. Yeah, you got the Chelsea, where every goddamn faggot in the world lives. You know? You go over there, like, you want to book a gig at this place? Fuck no, man. You have a bunch of bikers pull up and look at your butt. No, I don't think that's gonna fucking happen. Nah, it ain't gonna happen. So we would play where the colleges are if we were gonna play down there, make somebody remember that we're alive, you know?
Right.
You can't cut an album every week, you know?
That's true.
You can try.
That's true.
Well, listen, if I didn't do a lot of production myself, we wouldn't have as many albums out.
Yeah, I mean, we spit out 2-song EP.
Shit.
Album a month.
Don't give me that rapper crap. I can't stand rap, but I can deal with it with the original bands, all right? Like a band with somebody rapping over.
You mean like Beastie Boys kind
now,
of?
We know,
kind of like the Roots.
Yeah, well, no.
Run DMC.
Even Anthrax, they played Public Enemy.
Like the Roots?
Yeah. The Roots are good, but now it's all electric.
Tupac is the man.
You know?
Nowadays rap is...
Oh, I hate nowadays rap. Oh, my favorite is Dr. Dre, though. I love Dr. Dre.
You guys lose me, man.
His album was called The Chronic, and he had The Chronic 2001.
Jay-Z, Dr. Dre. Shit.
The rappers I like are the people that are on my team, meaning like...
Eazy-E.
No, I can dig it.
That's it. I don't like any of these rappers.
I like when they sing about busting a cap on somebody's ass.
Yeah, right?
I love that gangster.
And the big booty shit and all that crap.
90s rap. I love it.
90s rap is legit, man. You know who the original OG was?
Wu-Tang Clan.
They had real bands. It wasn't some asshole on a double fucking machine. You know, that's what I don't like.
Yeah, like what's this face?
Nothing personal.
It's like, what's his face? Takeshi 6ix9ine.
Oh,
kind
that
of
guy. He's done.
Yeah, yeah. That dude's like Rainbow Bright, man.
Rainbow Bright, you say that? You mean he's dating the Care Bears?
Yeah.
He did snitch on everybody, too.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking faggot.
That guy fucking snitched on everybody.
Wouldn't you know?
You know what we say in the Bronx is what? Snitches get stitches.
47 years, and he's only like, what, 20?
He's 22.
Wow. He ain't
gonna make racketeering, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, putting out bad albums, you know.
47 years minimum.
He'll
be out when he's
69.
That's
enough.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I rock his
name. 69. At least it's a good number.
That's his stage name, man.
Yeah,
that's 69. That's ironic, man.
That whole entire thing is like, he was a young kid.
Fucking shame, man.
Caught up with the wrong people.
Yeah, he was selling heroin, fentanyl.
He was selling all that shit. Fucking
buying
it and dealing it, making deals.
Oh, so that's who was selling it to Rush Limbaugh.
I told you it was him. You didn't fucking believe it.
I didn't believe it, man. I'll believe you next time, man.
But, shit, man.
That's breaking news,
you know,
man.
To me, it's like, damn, he fucked himself so bad.
You know,
because he believed his hype.
Well, his hype was never there, man.
He believed
because he was stoned. When you're stoned,
you believe in
yourself so stupidly
that's
your downfall.
When you have a bunch of yes men around
you. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's when you become...
It's kind of the same idea that I was talking about. I just put it the wrong way. But yeah.
Yes men. People are going to tell you...
that's great. It's great. Yeah. Yeah. With
you want to put a hit on this record?
I'll take care of it.
Oh, you want to we want the money for kilos of,
yeah,
of fentanyl and shit. Like, do that. Like, when you have people like that around you, it's just...
It's the end of your life, man.
That's it. That's
yeah.
I stayed away from that shit on purpose, man. I never found any reason to be there.
What about the Treyway shit? Are these fools getting indicted, too?
That's right. Good question. 6 years.
And
6 years, he said?
Yeah.
And these guys already put, like, hits out on his family.
That's crazy.
This is where he does...
His goldfish.
This is where he
his goldfish, right?
The animal crackers.
They're
going to eat all the animal crackers and bite the heads off.
If you even see
and not flush
bro.
His toilet.
Yeah, they're going to turn on his bathtub and sleep it running.
But see, that's what happens, dude. That's what happens when you have a bunch of yes men and you get involved with some people that you shouldn't have even been involved
with. But if you're going to believe your yes man, then you're your own fool.
That's what you're doing. That's what he was doing.
That's what a yes man is. Whatever you say, well, so yeah, you're right. That's right. Low shit is, but don't worry about it. And that's when it's your ass.
Right. Because at the end of the day, you're the guy that they're saying yes to.
And you think they're
not going to snitch on you too? Come on, man.
Hey, come on, man. You're right about that.
Oh,
are you kidding me? The first thing they're going to do if they're going to spot you is, like, you know, throw a shadow on you, man. You know, everybody these days, you know, it's been a lot of years, you know. Even the big, big morons just fucking open their mouth to fucking get out of something stupid.
Right.
You know?
And they're usually on TV reporting the news.
Right.
Yes.
Donnie T from the Bronx.
Or they're in Congress. Hey!
Donnie T. I always tell people, hey, if you got a problem, we'll take it up with Donnie T from the Bronx, he'll handle you.
There you go.
Like, who the fuck is Donnie T?
Well, you don't know Donnie T.
Right, you don't know Donnie T? Well, he's the president, bud.
El Presidente.
Yeah, right, the El Presidente.
I hate that guy.
In my neighborhood, all the Italians, because Arthur Evans is a very big Italian, everybody had a nickname, Johnny Roast Beef. Joey Scissors.
I love the name.
Timothy Crab. Timothy Crab. He used to go to Arthur Evans to the fish market. Now, he was warped, this fucking guy. But he used to go there and steal crabs. You know, he stole, I mean, live fucking blue crabs. Big live blue crabs.
Oh, I thought
he'd
get the crabs in the brothel, man.
No, not for nothing. You look like him, he ain't got nothing in his life. But the point is, he would take them and he would put them down his shirt while they weren't looking. Right? And we do this
crab?
All the time. Live crab. And you know, I don't know if it's true.
The
word is that they never bit her. You know?
What?
They never got clawed. That's the word. And he's
the crab whisperer, man.
Now, yeah, the crab whisperer. He's right. It's crab whisperer.
Lift up your shirt. Let's see. If you still got nipples.
But first of all, they used to let him get away with it because it was fucking funny.
Yeah, you know? Killing crab.
People would know what time to show up. Here comes Timothy Crab. He'd be standing across the street, fucking looking over.
Here he goes.
He's got. Oh, he's going for the big ones today.
He's going for the biggins.
This guy was so fucked up. His lips looked like he was kissing those things. They're all shriveled and shit. You know, he's one of the tall, lanky dudes. I would give him a lurch, but you know, only without like you know any muscle. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good in the hood.
Oh, come on, man. Arthur Redding is so great, man. It's the only thing I miss, but when I really left New York a year ago, it was going down anyway. So, you know, it's, okay. I miss fresh Italian food and stuff like that.
But we got Olive Garden.
You call that
that's
a good thing. No, I'm just kidding.
I know
a few good places like Brio's.
Hey,
pretty good.
Food tonight?
Scarpetta.
I heard somebody tell their wife that. Hey, honey, what do you want to eat tonight?
Mexican.
Taco Bell. Shit, I looked at him. I almost lost my mind.
That's funny.
Taco Bell is not Mexican food.
No, Mexican food is like when you go to a Mexican restaurant
right.
and you order things you don't know what the fuck it is.
Right.
Yeah. And they give it to you and you're like, I hope this doesn't kill me by the end of the night.
Yeah, there's a reason I brought up Olive Garden because Conan O'Brien took his friend who's like, he goes to Italy like every year and he goes to all these fancy Italian places. So he took him to his favorite Italian restaurant, Olive Garden. This dude's over here, like, God. He's like, this isn't made from fine Italian wheat or whatever. And he's like, sees all these names and, like, talking the history of Italy. And then Conan's over here, like, I want to get the Italian margarita.
Oh, shit.
That's what he did.
The pasta bowl.
Yeah, give me some more breadsticks.
If I go to Olive Garden.
It's great, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Man.
That was the funniest thing I've seen this whole year was Conan O'Brien bringing him to the Olive Garden.
The fact that he really believes that is real good Italian food.
No, he was joking. He was trolling the guy. Like, he's one of the, like, foodie experts.
I'm telling you.
He's like one of those, like, foodie, like... Like, this IPA does not have
some ricotta.
Yeah, like, he's one of those types.
Ricotta?
So he took him to Olive Garden. And he blindfolded him, like, okay, here's the fine Italian restaurant.
Listen, when you go to an Italian restaurant and they say ricotta or mozzarella, it's not an Italian restaurant. It's mozzarella and it's ricotta.
That's good to know.
If you say that, you know these people are Italian and know what they're talking about. Would you like a little ricotta on the side? You know, not ricotta.
Recommend Batista's Hole in the Wall, man.
You know, fresh mozzarella.
That'd be one place I recommend. Batista's Hole in the Wall. Kind of makes it sound like that.
Well, actually, it's true. But, like, if you hear that, at least you know you're home. Whether you're an alien or not. Italians are aliens.
Italians are aliens.
Trust me,
like,
I'm silly.
Yeah, I love them Italian women, though, man. They got tempers, but, man, they can cook, and they're... some of them.
I don't know.
Not all of them.
I'm unlucky. Every girl that's Italian, they fuck like a beast, and they do things that you wouldn't do to a farm animal, right? But you put them in the kitchen, and they fucking burn water, man. You know, that's bad. That is fucking bad. And I wish I was full of shit. My long-term, like, couple-year girlfriends from when I was younger all the way up, their idea of cooking was watching them serve it. That's it. You know? Honey, do me a favor. Could you make a couple of eggs?
Peg bun.
Where are the eggs? Oh, my God.
We have eggs. I have to go to the store.
I want you, girl.
They're on the shelf.
We asked her to make Kool-Aid.
Oh,
no. She was like, I don't even know how to make that. I said, what?
You gotta add sugar and everything, you know?
Water. Add some sugar if you want to get diabetes.
You gotta add a lot of sugar to that shit. That'll put hair in places you don't need.
Man,
I'm serious, man.
Let's go.
You wake up and you got hair on your ass and shit. You're like, that guy's
cool. Remember my friend who had the big girl, right?
Yeah, Biggin.
The big Biggin?
So, yeah, his friend had a Biggin.
Oh, man.
She was wearing them bloomers.
So oh, my God. It is my room!
Victoria was definitely a secret.
You got caught up, man.
Oh, man.
How do you do that?
You still with that big old woman over there?
No, the thing is, like, he was
rolling around
with
this
girl.
And then she walks.
And sees. I'm hip.
Yeah.
You're my woman. I'm your woman. You're my man.
Sees him.
Right? Grab him by the head with one fucking hand and squeeze it.
Yeah, she's like man hands from Seinfeld. Be like breaking them crab. Breaking the veil.
He goes,
oh, man.
Damn, brother, why didn't you tell me something? I was like, dude, I didn't even know she was here.
What? The thing that's the size of a house? She was probably standing up against the wall.
Have the Richter scale out with the thing, the needle going up and down? You gotta get that Richter scale going, man.
Big ass pink shirt, and I was like, oh.
You didn't feel the floor move? I mean, come on, man.
She saw that.
Stay Puff Marshmallow Man coming on in.
Only with a little.
Call the Ghostbusters.
Shit.
She saw that shit.
Zoom.
And she slammed the money on the counter. Bam! Walked out.
3, 5, 4, 5 Here's your money. You better run.
Not for nothing. I'm the first one in the car. Fuck that.
He goes.
I'm serious.
He goes, get an escape pod and get off the planet like before it explodes.
Yeah, man. Listen. I'm into Batman. I'm ready to set something up. I'm into Batman and shit.
You're like Kal-El. You're getting the escape pod. You're the last one off the planet before it explodes.
But then he goes and tells me. Because at the same time, he's telling me, I've told this girl I don't even want to be with you. But then when that event happened, he goes, I feel sick. I feel like I want to throw up. I'm like, why? Didn't you just tell me that you didn't want to be with, you don't even are interested in this lady? That's what I'm like, bro.
Oh, no, he's already been with her.
That's his
brother.
He's already been all up in there, man.
Oh,
man.
Exactly. He's been in there.
If you do not want to be with a woman, and you do what he just did, that's probably the best thing you can do. Let me show you that I don't even want to be with you. I want to talk to this girl, that girl, that girl, that girl. But then you go and you be like, I feel sick.
Let me put it this way, man. This dude's been in her more times than Trump's been to Mar-a-Lago.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Mr. Fallis. Do you remember the night of the 10th? Well, it was light of the stalk. 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 It was light.
There you go.
You're going hogging. You don't look at the face.
Get the paper bag, man.
The face is the only thing you can cover, man. Like, remember the unknown comic?
Why would you even care how she feels?
Hey, that's it. But hey,
especially if you're drinking, right?
He cares because that's his biggin.
Right.
Oh, man.
I never seen that, but
this other girlfriend
walks
in.
Oh, you got another girlfriend.
Yeah.
What happened when that other girl walked in?
Man.
Was she fine? You mean the UFC fighter chick?
No.
Oh, there's a different
one.
Not
that one.
There's
another one.
Oh, you got another one now.
Well, how do you just
walk in? Yeah, he got another bit. Man, he likes that thick booty.
I see you.
Yeah, right. He likes some thick, man.
You like them wide bodies.
Hey, oh, he likes biggins, man.
You know what blows me away? Guys, you know what blows me away?
Bloomers. Victoria is definitely a secret, man.
No, you're talking about the sumo outfits.
No,
they gotta wear the sumo underwear.
No, like the grand, like the
big fucking big motherfucking diaper. Big motherfucking diaper. Shit.
All right, you guys remember Tom and Jerry, right?
Shit.
Of course, man.
You remember?
That's back when cartoons were good.
Would have a black owner, and she'd be like, Jasper? She'd call him Jasper.
Oh, I've seen even crazier shit like that on
Tom
the Bugs
Jerry,
Bunny.
If you ever go back and watch,
man, that's some racist stuff right there, man.
She would be wearing
the Bugs Bunny shit to watch.
She would be wearing
She's wearing bloomers. Man, they got bloomers in Tom and Jerry.
They had on the Bugs
Bunny.
Yeah, that one with the
Pinky Malinky.
Pinky Malinky.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but that talking wiener.
He's a talking wiener.
Oh my god.
It's weird.
How about South Park?
Oh, I love South Park. Family. That's the greatest show on the history of human race.
The one that's disturbed, he's got a nut in him. But one of the kids was retarded.
That's
the greatest show ever. South Park.
You're telling us.
I've seen every episode. More than once.
That type.
No, that's
your actions.
What the fuck are you drinking?
Well, that's what you can tell when women are always out with them, or they're always trying to get them. What am I supposed to do? Here's what you do.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You keep it in your pants and be true to yourself instead of lying to everybody.
She brings in food all the time. I was talking about
that. Yeah, we were talking about that.
She brings in food all the time.
Some type of occasional blowjob.
Tell about the butter. Tell about that butter food, man. That's like she got a butter face. She got butter food.
She brought him some chicken dumpling. We ate some of it. I could not stand it. It was so
then he got food poisoning.
Buttery, I cannot believe
it. She made it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. No wonder she...
No wonder she's a biggie.
And I said...
You're 18 pounds of butter.
Yeah, right? Not for nothing, but she should put a couple of packs in,
if you know? You are over 300 pounds. Almost
you should not put butter in your fucking food.
Oh, no, she'd be over 300.
You know what flavors go into your food.
Yeah, it's called cholesterol and fat.
It's called MSGs.
MSGs.
You know, and it's like... She put like a whole tub of butter in there. It's like, man.
She wants him to be a vegan too.
It's like what Swoo said. What is her purpose?
To make everybody vegan, you're set around the house.
You know what she is? She's a vegan recruiter. She's a vegan recruiter.
And my thing is like, you need to know. Come on, big girl.
Come on, man.
Big girls.
Come on, these are people that gotta squeeze through the door. That's why they gotta have the extra butter. Not to get stuck in the door, man. You gotta get all that butter.
Gotta grease them up and then push them on through.
But that's the thing. So everybody else can see.
Come on, how many of you guys seen these really, really big fucking asses and these chicks got the fucking balls to wear spandex? I see a lot of these black chicks and they're really into this. There was one chick that saw on the bus, she took two fucking seats, one for each cheek. I am not fucking with you. I mean, there's an old lady that couldn't sit down.
The chick could sit down, but she couldn't.
Oh, my God.
Shit, man. I think the whole bus just kind of fell to the side.
It tilted, man.
You know?
It was tilting.
Damn.
It was tilting like this.
I thought there was something wrong with the road.
My thing is...
Yeah, that's her sitting down, man.
Yo. Ass man or titty guy?
Are you talking size or are you talking fine?
I'm saying...
Well, that's a hard...
Are you an ass man or a titty guy?
I like a nice set of tits. Not too big, not too... I like those perky, perky, like mid-sized motherfuckers. They're perfect.
Yeah, like mid-sized sedan,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, mid-sized... Listen to me. It's easy to get into, right? And you can throw it right into third gear.
I'm a big-time... I like booty. I like to grab the booty.
I can't argue with that, but it can't be too big, though. It's got to be realistic.
When is it too big?
When it takes up two seats in the bus. There you go. I mean, shit. Thank you.
She's a big booty. That means she's a big girl. No.
She's so big, man. She has other women orbiting around her, man.
She's like a planet.
She's got satellites orbiting around her. She's a big girl.
What the fuck do they call that?
Satellite.
Gravity.
She's got her own asteroid belt.
And you know what they take? They take your fucking soul.
They take more than that, man. Ask Al Bundy.
I don't like the big girls with big booties. That don't count.
You're talking about sex. I know where you're coming from. I'm just fucking with you.
You're just fat, girl. Damn.
Yeah.
Be honest. You're big.
Well, listen, too big. The tits is also nasty, too. There was this one girl in the Bronx. Everybody wanted to check out her tits because they were big.
What am I doing? You have big tits, no ass.
I've seen that. You and me share the same pants. Yeah, right? She shares pants, all right.
More than one pair.
She's got to sew them together in like two zippers. One on each leg.
Yeah.
If she has no ass and she's got to wear it like...
That's too much.
There's biggins without no ass either, man.
I got to tell you.
That's the worst.
If you're a big girl, you got no booty, you just...
That's too much.
You need to find a trailer park.
It sounds like a horror movie, man. It sounds like somebody walking around Jabba's palace.
Check it out. I gotta tell you guys about Louise, right? Everybody, she's like, you know, these things. I finally got my chance to like get check them out. You know, the whole room, and like they were 50% nipples. You know, there was no. It was just two big, small heads. I was gonna draw faces.
Areola.
You know, yeah. What the fuck? And I was so disappointed. I'm like, it took me fucking 7 years to take a fucking shirt off and spread her fucking legs. And I was like, what? This a fucking appointment. You know?
It's like an inflated man.
So
like,
any chick that's wet before you even get a pants off is a slut. So I don't care what anybody says, you know?
You got
so,
a point there, man.
Yeah,
unless
right?
You got them worked up.
I know when you get them worked up, but right? I ain't talking about it.
I was bringing that point up, but you got a point there.
Right? Yeah, no, you're right, though. Like,
I'm not an areola guy. No. The areola nipple has to be like 50-50. Like it can't be like
no, husband. Like yeah, it was a whole.
Thing. I don't like fake boobs. I'll say that much.
Oh well, actually, you know they're good because if you hit them, they stay where they are.
You got a point there.
Only thing is, what happens when you're an old lady? You just fall over.
Well, they don't say.
Right?
Don't
you
know.
Can't walk anymore. Your tits are this big, right? The only your arms.
They need a booby walker.
Shit. Yeah, a booby walker. You know, we can make money.
We just invented something.
The titmonger. It'll be like one of those things you walk
but
down
yeah,
the
yeah, field,
but it'll have
breasts.
A nice little hold of a bra.
But hands.
Yeah.
But if it was like...
That's what it's
healthy,
disgusting.
No, healthy hands.
The horny old ladies get the hands, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, we're going to have to end the interview here.
No, if you're 83 and you need some help in hands...
Oh, shit, man. That's heavy thought, man. Do you imagine that?
That's 105-year-old
women with better tits than your wife.
That's like a nightmare,
man. Jeez. I'm telling you, these old ladies aren't going to be able to walk. They're going to be falling from their face. That's why they came out with this emergency button shit. You know, call for help and shit. You press the thing. I tell you why they got that. Because old ladies got their tits fixed up five, six decades ago, whenever they started this shit. All
right, you want to give me shout outs?
Rodney, go ahead.
Rodney, go first. You guess.
This is the end of the show, so I don't know.
Well, actually, I'd like to tell everybody that Slippage is being put together. Slippage is a band I've been with. I put together a founder, songwriter, lyricist.
CEO.
The whole, that's about it. You hear Slippage or anything like that, all you gotta do is do me a favor, just check it out. I don't think you're not gonna like, you know, I don't see any disappointment. Nobody's been disappointed yet. Just a little shout out there with a couple of friends like that, people that helped me out, Jonathan Pesta, Charlie Benante, a few of the other people, of course, Sir William. For bringing me in, we can't forget him. This bastard's crazier than you.
I know.
But thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. You know, I have fun. This was fun and shit. And what happened to the weed?
Hey, shout out to the weed.
You see, shout out to the weed. See, do that in New York, you go to jail.
You got any shout outs, Sir Wing?
Shout out to you guys always. Shout out to Rodney. Shout out to my mans right here.
Shout out to our one listener in Iran. Who the hell be listening to us in Iran, man?
I didn't even know they had radio signals in Iran.
Ayatollah Khomeini be listening to us, man.
Yo, check it out. Not for nothing, but think of it this way. They're probably the only ones that know what the fuck we're talking about.
Exactly.
That's scary.
Oh, I'm going to give a shout out to all my ladies, all my lady friends. And
the
Katie.
Ones you didn't choose to be yet?
Yeah, I gotta hear him, man.
I'm sorry, I didn't
mean to. I'm like the Sultan of Brunei. But yeah, shout out to my friend Katie who's listening. She might be coming down for one of the episodes.
Nice.
And then shout out to my other friends who listen. Y'all cool. And then on Friday, I'm gonna be out with my friend Ellie doing her birthday party, bar hopping.
Bahoo!
And I'm also gonna give a shout out to the AAF and also to Kyle Busch who got second place in the NASCAR race today. And I'm gonna see what that dude. He's in my middle school yearbook. I gotta give him some props. He got second place, so I'll take it. Like, his teammate went first. He was blocking for him. That's why he didn't win.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Tune in next week.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll